This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride.
It's working!
You are now on the air with
DJ EK.
Welcome, joyriders, welcome. In a few days, Easter will be here, and you know what that means. Oh, you know what time it is, but hold on, let's set the stage through music.
And now for the greatest story of them all. Jesus was a-dying and hell had a ball. All the demons were rejoicing, they thought they had won the war. But soon they would not be laughing anymore. On that first Easter morning, when the sun woke up the earth, the caverns of the deep opened up as to give birth to a resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. Now the host of children rise and sing.
I love it. Easter is a special time, a wonderful time. It's a time to oh, but pump the brakes for a second. There are people out there that have got it twisted. There are those that think Easter is about chocolate bunnies and marshmallow chicks and singing.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way.
So for those that think that you're
wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Sing it again.
You're wrong.
For the people in the back.
You're wrong.
Big finish now.
You're wrong.
Ow, wow, 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 wow. There you have it. We celebrate Easter because Jesus defeated death and gave us eternal life. Ha 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 ha. He ain't heard no bell. He beat the 10 count, if you will. Now he is alive and well, sitting triumphantly on the throne. Now that is a reason to celebrate. Ha 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 ha. Can you dig it?
You know, when it's up to me to make the meal for a holiday, it's going to be ham. It's going to be grandma's mac and cheese recipe that was incredibly unhealthy but amazing. You know, yeah, there's not a diet in the world that would say eat this mac and cheese. But if you ate it, you're going to eat it again. I mean, it's quite good. You know, it's a lot of butter, lots of cheese. That's most of it. And some macaroni in there. You know, most of it's butter and cheese. Yeah. Pickled eggs, you know, and so that's different to different people, but it was beet juice that you'd put them in and they'd be purple. And, you know, I hated beets, but I loved pickled eggs, you know, and that kind of thing. And so it's still stuff that I make for the holidays, and my kids have grown up, and that's, you know, now some of their traditional food that they look forward to having. And it goes back to my grandma, you know, and I'm sure it went back to her family before that. And so that was one of the great traditions that I enjoyed. And now there's additional traditions because there is the Christ element, you know, the main element, the biggest of the items for Easter is in the mix. And so it's great to have that in there. But that's my tradition thing. And talked a lot longer than the 4 second clip. But David, what about you? What about some memories or traditions?
So, you know, I grew up in my dad's a minister, still is. And so I grew up in a traditional Christian background, you know, church background. And so one of my favorite memories growing up was, we talked a little bit, Shrove Tuesday, which Jim pointed out in New Orleans, they call it Fat Tuesday. It's the Tuesday before Lent really starts. And this year it fell on March 4th. And we always had a pancake supper at church. And the meaning behind that was basically the last gluttonous thing you could really do before Lent. You ate pancakes, but also even farther back when you know poverty struck around and everything, it was basically you ate up everything you could eat that you couldn't eat during Lent. So Shrove Tuesday was probably one of my favorite memories growing up in Easter. It took a really long time for me to really understand what the meaning of Easter was, and probably probably into my late 20s and stuff did I really understand what Resurrection Sunday was and what that actually meant. And I'm glad obviously that I found that out and knew what the message was with that. But I definitely say bring Shrove Tuesday back. I love eating some pancakes.
Is it Shrove?
S-H-R-O-V-E.
Okay, like Grove, but S-H in front of it instead of a G.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Michigan, we did it Shrove Tuesday. We still did pancakes, but they were potato pancakes. I don't know why, but I think that's like a Dutch thing or German thing or something. So,
yeah, but wherever they had the Great Potato Famine is probably where that was.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but no, thank you.
Yeah, no,
anything else as far as?
I mean, there's always growing up the Easter Bunny thing, but yeah. We don't really do the Easter Bunny in my house with my kids. I think it takes away from that. I mean, Ashlyn will ask me sometimes. She'll be like, "Hey, is the Easter Bunny going to come?" I'm like, "Hey, you're 15 years old. Do you really still think there's an Easter Bunny?" But, so we've taught her actually what the real season is for this.
Well, good. So, ruin your kids' lives.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about.
This is a smack her feet right out from under me.
No chocolate for you.
I think we've established he's doing the opposite.
Yeah, he is. He's giving him the truth of life. Grant, what about you? You'd like to share something about Easter? Go ahead and pull the microphone up to you.
Yes, being the Easter Bunny.
Okay, you were the Easter Bunny, yes. Or you are? Okay.
Did.
Okay.
I'm a few days before.
Okay, all right.
My mother used to give me all kinds of cookies, Rice Krispie creams, and things to give it to neighbors. And I'd walk at least a half mile passing these out every house.
Wow.
Whether it be children or not. Oh, and the stuffed eggs.
Did you have a bunny costume on? Did you have like ears and anything like that?
Maybe hair.
Okay.
twist it up.
That was a good one. I like that, Greg. Good job.
But I would have.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
there
no cotton tail or anything?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Oh, John.
So from the Guides of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.